and 225 on the pickup load. Going once, going twice. Sold. There we go. Phones down on the current items. Looks like all of our phone lines are clear. Let's go to the 11 o'clock hour items. We'll tell you what we're going to be working with, and then we'll describe them a little bit more in depth after our quick update. At 11 o'clock, we have 24 donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm. More donuts back to work hard for Grace. Courtesy, and that is of Oakwood Fruit Farm, of course, from Pratt Funeral Service. We have all kinds of Milwaukee Bucks swag, including a Bucks shirt, hat, Damian Lillard hat, swag, also a Damian Lillard signed Bucks hat that includes a certificate of authenticity, Brooke Lopez Splash Mountain hat, Chris Middleton hat, Bongo Bucket hat, and all kinds of stuff. You can check that out at the WRCO website or on Facebook. We have from Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg, Jess and Jennifer and the gang. They have donated this to Grace, a gift card which gets you a free pizza buffet a month for a year. We're talking like some really good food there from the Pizza Ranch. So that is up for bid. And here is one of the unique items from Leif Carlson, who is a Grace volunteer. He helps out with the walk around the world for Grace. He's also on the auction committee and helps out in numerous ways. But he also is one of the guys in the booth at Richland Center football games. And he needs some help from time to time, lots of help. And he needs someone to be a spotter. So what this gets you is a chance to be a spotter in the booth with Leif at a Richland Center football game in the future. This is actually for the October 18th game. So that is a really, really unique item there. And I'm telling you, speaking from experience, there are nights when you could probably sell space in the booth for thousands of dollars. Some rainy, cold night, you never know. So that might be the one, October 18th, that could be hit and miss. And you could be warm standing right there by Leif Carlson. All right. And the all-hour item, as promised, two Badger football tickets, 50-yard line seats, row 38. That's when they take on Western Michigan on August 30th. That is the season opener. Those are up for bid until noon today. 608-647-2111. WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. This is a special report from ABC News. Americans freed from Russia. I'm Sherry Preston. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and former Marine Paul Whelan, as well as other people, are being freed in a prisoner exchange. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more on what we know.
Well, those two key American prisoners held in Russia, Evan, of course, for more than a year, Paul for more than 5 years. We now understand from a U.S. official that they are part of a broader swap. Well, we're getting what looks to be a very impressive deal.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House with more on the timing of all of this.
Now that we know that the president is not seeking another term in office, he made very clear when he made that announcement he was stepping aside from the race that he has unfinished work to do. He has repeatedly said it is a priority of this administration to bring home Americans who've been wrongfully detained.
Both Gerskovich and Whelan had been convicted of espionage in Russia. Both men and the U.S. government deny those charges. This is ABC News.
Dallas.
Protests in Great Britain after the murder of three little girls. ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
Clashes near the Prime Minister's residence here in central London, with police facing off with those fired up by anger and rumors about the background of the suspect of the killings in northwest England. A few hundred protesters in number, some hurled flares and beer cans, more than 100 arrested. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The Federal Reserve may still be holding the line on interest rates here, but the Bank of England this morning is cutting rates for the first time since early 2020 by 0.25%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, though, saying that American rates could be cut next month. First-time unemployment claims up by 14,000 people in a week. The Labor Department says 249,000 filed last week, still historically low. The nation's unemployment rate edging up to 4.1%. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you.
cfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Community First Bank sponsoring the ABC News update this hour here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Today's forecast calls for highs of 84, intermittent showers possible throughout the day, scattered showers gradually diminishing tonight, and a low of 67. Friday, partly cloudy, very warm and muggy, and a high of 89. We're at 79 degrees currently in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. It is the third segment of the auction, hour number two. We are raising some funds for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. If you're just joining us and you've missed the previous 3 days, hey, there's time to join the party. Give us a call. We can get you a bidder number at 647-2111. Here's what the current items are going for. We have $25, the bid for the two dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Greg and Judy Elvin and the gang, a truly family-owned and operated business, and they're getting set for the full operation full on. It's August 1st through October 31st, regular hours 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And be watching for the Paula Reds, late August, the Ginger Goals, the Rave and Zestar, and all kinds of great ones coming up. Honey Crisp, my personal favorite, Macintosh and Cortland. And by mid-October, the Golden Delicious will be ready as well. The bakery is open. All right, so give it a try if you want to up that bid. It looks like it's at $35 now, the two dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Donated by Pratt Funeral Services, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Southwest Wisconsin. What's in this package? A Bucks shirt, hat, and swag. Damian Lillard signed Bucks hat that includes a certificate of authenticity, Dame Time bobblehead, Brooke Lopez Splash Mountain hat, Chris Middleton hat, Bango Bucket hat. Bango is the mascot of the Milwaukee Bucks. Also, we have a 3XL t-shirt, Bucks clutch, cheese antlers, basketball bank, and three rally towels. Dame Time, in reference to Dame Lillard's ability to take over games and hit big shots when it matters the most. And so that is commemorated there in that Bucks swag that we have. Currently, that is at $50. The gift card from Pizza Ranch in Richland Center is at $125. A gift card valued at $180 gives the winner one free pizza buffet a month for a year. Remember, this is good at only at the Reedsburg location. They cater to all ages. Tuesdays, every full-price adult meal, one child, 10 and under, eats free during specified times. They offer senior pricing for those 65 and older every day of the week, and military pricing with proper military ID as well. Pizza Ranch started in the early 1980s. They have over 200 restaurants across the Midwest. And Reedsburg Pizza Ranch branch is one of the best. Right now, that is at $125. We're still looking for a bid on the Leif Carlson Be a Spotter at a Richland Center football game. It's a seat in the press box for October 18th. And who knows? Leif might even buy you a nacho or something. So good luck with that. We're looking for an opening bid on that. We're also looking for an opening bid on the two Badger football tickets, 50 yard line, folks. Row 38, a retail value of $220. Dennis Jacks, of course, has DJs in Gotham. Quick and easy stop to fuel your vehicle, or open 7 days a week from 8 until 8, carrying all kinds of stuff, regular, mid-grade, and premium gasoline, and the small convenience store as well. We're looking for an opening bid on the Badger tickets. Do we have an update? Michael Hernan looks
Bucks
concerned.
Package is now at
$100. $100 on the Bucks package. All right. We'll keep you posted here and updated. Hank Bray, do you have anything to say or not?
No, never.
He's just standing around looking pretty. Okay, thank you. We'll have a quick update in just a moment.
them hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves this southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado we got parked outside. There's a cranking day in Alabama, kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters, good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Take a gas, some blue eyes, and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado we got parked outside. Young love and Saturday nights.
Yes, indeed. That is Chris Young. $35 on the two dozen donuts from Oakwood, $100 on the Bucks swag, $130 on the gift card from Pizza Ranch, one free pizza buffet a month for a year, and $25 for the being a spotter at Richland Center football game in the press box. A caller wanted to know what a spotter is or what a spotter does. So what you do is, like, maybe there's a tackle, and then somebody says...
Yep, there's a tackle. The ball on the 35-yard line, tackled by number 74, Bo Hendricks.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So you're basically looking for the tackle or the ball carrier. You're going to have a job of what it's going to be. It's pretty fun.
Yep.
So you
tackle by 35 or yep, tackle by... Yep. Or if you know the local kids, it's easy to say tackle,
tackle
by...
Tackle by number negative one, Phil Knee.
Yeah, Phil Knee. That would be...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually...
That's my bank account. That wouldn't be my... You know.
I thought that was negative two. No, that's mine, not mine. But no, it could be really fun.
Yeah, it could be.
So anyway, the Badger tickets are up there too. Someone bumped me out of those.
$125 now on the Badger tickets. $25 on the Be a Spotter at the Richland Center football game. We need to get an update from last hour's items. Here is WRCO's Bo Hendricks.
Hey, sorry, Phil. I'm out of breath. I had to go tackle somebody on the 35-yard line. let's see here. As we ended out our number one, we had the maple syrup sell for $25, and that went to Bitter, 430. After that, the Boaz RC Sunrise Septic, one septic tank pumping, that went for $350 to Bitter, 175. The cherry cheesecake, that sold for $200 to Bitter, 700. And the $100 gift certificate to Christie's Sunnyside, that sold for $140, going to Bitter 175. Now, also, when it comes to the big item of the hour, donated from Mueller Auto Body, the large pickup load for dry firewood, that sold for $225 to Bitter 570. So, yeah. Good first hour, Phil. Great first hour.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, well, good work. Thank you. Bo Hendricks, keeping us updated there on what those items have sold for. We'll keep you posted here from WRCO Studios. We're at 79 degrees during day number four of the auction. You want to scroll ahead and look at any of the items that are on sale from the 11:30 to noon mark, you can certainly feel free to do that. Also, look ahead to see what we're going to be selling on Friday. Should be a really good finish tomorrow here to the auction as well. 50 on the two dozen donuts from Oakwood, 100 on the Bucks swag, 140 on the Pizza Ranch gift certificate, and $25 for the press box chance at the Richland Center football game, 125 on the Badger football tickets. Michael!
Those tickets have been up to 145.
All right, thank you. 145 on the tickets. Michael Hernan, Johnny on the spot here today. Thanks to our very loyal volunteers and staff members, Michael Hernan on the phones, Eileen Stevens, and Mr. Kempthy.
Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west with a wild sunsets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. A sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog was well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke through a century note and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Shadows ran from the bar that night and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. If that cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool.
Previous song, a test of the Kenthe Alert System here on WRCO Radio. Of course, it was only a test. Thank you so much for joining us. We're at 80 degrees in Richland Center, heating up in the studio, $50 on the Oakwood Donuts, $100 on the Buck Swag, $145 on the Pizza Rant Certificate, $25 to be in the Richland Center football game press box when the Hornets play on October 18th. Leif Carlson there, and again, be a spotter, help him watch tackles or who had the ball. You know, it's kind of not a real hard job. It's a fun job, that's for sure. Plus, you get in a lot of conversation in the booth as well. And number one, as I mentioned earlier, you're dry, you know, because it could be doing a little bit of everything. I've had games about that time of year where it was snowing. I hate to say, I hate to swear on the air, but it could happen. So this will give you a roof over your head. You got a purpose. You can be up there and you can, and who knows, maybe Leif Carlson has an 8x10 glossy. He'll sign for you too. So he'll throw that in, I'm sure, if you up the bid. $25 right now on that particular item. That is on sale until 11:30 today. $145 on the two Badger tickets, 50-yard line seats, row 38 against Western Michigan. The Badgers practicing in Platteville this week, getting ready for that very first game already coming up later this month. How can that be?
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Get ready, Mineral Point Monster Truck fans, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. The Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air, just like you see in TV. Plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big, sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the drivers. And now get tickets in advance at monstertrucktour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.monsterxtour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck, the Monster X Tour, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. Advance tickets at monsterxtour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales events happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Beginning July 31st to August 3rd, all summer clothing 50% off. Our back-to-school sale begins August 14th to the 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all-size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often. New items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
We'll give you an update on the auction items now. The 2 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm, up to $60. All right, thank you. The Milwaukee Bucks swag is at $120. The gift card to the Pizza Ranch, wow, that's at $150. And doing well for Grace and the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch giving us that item. Again, thanks to Jennifer and Jess and the gang. It's valued at $180, so even though it's $150, it's still a little below value. $25 is the price for the chance to be in the Richland Center football booth there. You might even see me, but don't let that scare you away. And we're at $145 on the two Badger tickets. They're on sale until noon today. Give us a call at 647-2111 and up those bids. Or if you have any questions, give us a call. We'll certainly be glad to answer anything that we can. Thanks to our loyal phone answerers and the man at the keys today, Mr. Bo Hendricks. We want to salute him as well. This is his walk-up song. Mr. Bojangles.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. Thank you. dancing fair that's dance while we jump so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Mr. Bojangles. Bo Hendricks actually can click his heels. He just did it for us there and didn't hurt himself either. We used to call that the Trident Kick back in the day because Trident gum, you take a stick of gum, put it in your mouth, and then you kick your heels. That's the Trident Kick as well. 2 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm, $60. $145 on the Buck Swag, $160 on the Pizza Ranch. It is one free pizza buffet a month for a year. They have so much good food on there as well, and because you can have pizza, of course, but you can have their chicken, their fish in season, of course. They also have a complete salad bar and ice cream, and all for the same money. So that gets you that one free buffet a month for a year. Good stuff. $25 for the Richland Center Press Box. That is October 18th with Leif Carlson. And $145 for the Badger tickets, which we're going to mention that for the last time for a little bit because that's on sale. Those tickets are on sale until noon. These other four items you have until 11:30, which is about a minute and a half away. That's when we'll say phones down. We'll introduce you to the next items. We'll go to a little break and then come back and describe them a little bit more in depth of what we're selling today. So if you want to up the bid, it's time to call now or forever hold your peace. Brewers are off today. They will be playing ball this weekend in Washington against the Nationals after that loss yesterday, losing of the series. July is over. Hopefully they get back on track a little bit more consistently in the month of August. All right, down to the wire now. $60 for the 2 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm, $145 on the Milwaukee Bucks shirt and swag from many players. Damian Lillard signed Bucks hat. That's worth the price right there. Donated to us by Pratt Funeral Service. $145 is the bid on that one. Donated by the Pizza Ranch. The gift card is up to $160, and $25 to be in the booth for the Richland Center football game on October 18th. That is at $25. So give us a call. You're down to about 20 seconds or so. Get in under the wire if you're on the line. In fact, two of our phone answerers are on the line right now. If you're on the line as the bell rings, you're still eligible to put that bid in, but otherwise, you're out of luck. Down to 10 seconds, $60 on the donuts, $145 on the swag, $175 on the Pizza Ranch, and $25 on the spotter deal.
Pizza Ranch is now up to $175.
Thank you. $175. Everything going once, going twice. Sold! It is 11:30. Congratulations to our winning bidders. Thanks to our contending bidders. Let's move on, and we'll introduce you to the items you can start bidding on from now until noon today. From Richland Family Prescription Center, we have $20 per month toward prescriptions for 12 months. Mars Delenic has donated another delicious pie. We have it on our spreadsheet just listed as pie, so it's your choice of flavors. Once again today, from Richland Center Dance, we have two best seats in the house for the 2025 Richland Center Dance Recital, which will be held May 3rd and 4th, 2025. Two of the best seats in the house. And from Nautical Farms, we have round bales of second crop hay. We have a great picture of those on the WRCO Facebook page. They're for sale now until noontime. Again, the round bales of second crop hay. There's a photo of them on there, and you can put a bid on those as well, thanks to Nautical Farms. Also, we can let you know that the two Badger football tickets on sale until noon today. They're for the August 30th game. $145 is the price on that. 79 degrees right now. A news update is next, sponsored by Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans freed from Russia. I'm Sherry Preston. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and former Marine Paul Whelan, as well as other people, are being freed in a prisoner exchange. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more on what we know.
Well, those two key American prisoners held in Russia, Evan, of course, for more than a year, Paul for more than 5 years. We now understand from a U.S. official that they are part of a broader swap. Well, we're getting what looks to be a very impressive deal.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House with more on the timing of all of this.
Now that we know that the president is not seeking another term in office, he made very clear when he made that announcement he was stepping aside from the race that he has unfinished work to do. He has repeatedly said it is a priority of this administration to bring home Americans who've been wrongfully detained.
Both Gerskovich and Whelan had been convicted of espionage in Russia. Both men and the U.S. government deny those charges. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud hit back-to-back home runs twice for the Braves yesterday in their victory over the Brewers, 6-2. Milwaukee now trying to regroup and get ready for a weekend series in Washington. Manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and how you can get back to that little lift in your step and that edge that you had early and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good. That's it. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers are off today. They'll start that weekend series at Washington against the Nationals coming up for tomorrow. And the U.S. men's basketball team had an easier time with South Sudan in a rematch from the two teams meeting a couple of weeks ago. It was still not easy. The U.S. clinched a trip to the quarterfinals of the Paris Olympics by beating South Sudan 103-86 last night. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 84 with intermittent rain showers possible. Showers gradually diminishing tonight and a low of 67. Friday, warm and muggy near 90. Currently in Richland Center, it is 79 degrees. Thank you for bidding. We'll give you an update on what everything sold for last half hour. And now, again, a look at some things that we'll be selling here until noon. Let's go to Bo Hendricks, first of all, and an update on what the things sold for the last half hour. Bo?
Thank you, Phil. It was a nice last half hour segment, and hopefully we can end strong. The last segment, why don't we take a look here. Greg and Judy Alvin, their two dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm sold for $60 to bidder 455. The Pratt Funeral Service, this was a big item, that Milwaukee Bucks swag. That went for $145 to bidder 460. The Pizza Ranch, another hot item. The gift card for one free pizza buffet for a month for a year. That I could get used to, but it actually went for $175 to bidder 430. So 4-3-0. And then the Leif Carlson October 18th RC football game spotter sold for $25 to bidder $140. So that's a look at the last segment and on to the final one.
All right. Thanks, Bo. And here is a look at the things that we're selling. Richland Family Prescription Center. $20 per month toward prescriptions for 12 months. This is a $240 value. Paul Corcoran and his crew settled into their new location right next to JW's Cornerstone Automotive, right there in that area. Richland Family Prescription is sharing the same entrance from Saxonville Road. Prescriptions as you enter the parking lot, and Cornerstone is in the lower parking area. Gives you an idea of where they're located. We have a $240 bid on that right now. We have the pie, well, Mars Jelinek, home-baked or homemade pies. Mars, a 25-year cancer survivor, receiving her diagnosis shortly after their farm was selected to host the Richland County June Dairy Breakfast some years ago. And as you may remember, she received the Healthcare Hero Award earlier this year in the Making a Difference in the Lives of Others. So Mars continues to give back to the community. You can have your choice of cherry almond mousse, special pecan pie, cream de mint, coconut cream pie, wow, blueberry pie, triberry pie, also lemon meringue, sure, cream cheese blueberry. Those are some of the goodies you have your choice of. And we have a $45 bid on that right now, $45. And I think they're looking at cream cheese blueberry if they get it. $45 is the bid on that. Also, we are selling this hour from RC Dance, Monica Renish and Company. Two of the best seats in the house for the spring of 2025 performances, May 4th and 5th, that will be held in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. RC Dance opened its doors in 1998 and is owned and operated by Monica Renish of Richland Center, formerly of Milwaukee. Children are her specialty. RC Dance teach classes to children ages 3 and up and welcome all skill levels to the program as well. Classes offered in the likes of ballet technique, point, tap, jazz, and hip-hop as well. So you can have the best seats in the house. We're looking for an opening bid on that. And I'll tell you, if that is yours, you'll be up close and personal. Great chance to maybe take some shots and videos with your phone. And also, you don't have to worry about standing in line or, oh, am I going to get a ticket? You can just walk right in at dance time and sit down and enjoy the best seats in the house. Also, Nautical Farms for the round bales of second crop hay. We have a bid of $500 on that. $500. We've had some questions about that, and maybe if someone from Nautical Farms can give us a call and let us know a little bit more info on that. But second crop, round bales of hay. There's a very nice picture that they supplied to us on the WRCO Facebook page. 647-2111 for info or to bid. And the Badger tickets are at $145. This is a retail value of at least $220. Two Badger football tickets for the August 30th game against Western Michigan. Tickets on the 50-yard line, row 38. DJs in Gotham is where it all started for Denny Jacks and company. And you can stop by and see them there. And you can also enjoy the game against Western Michigan August 30th. That season is starting already. $145, the current bid on that. 608-647-2111 is the number if you'd like to give us a call and up a bid. We have community calendar for you, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The Walk with Grace Calendar Raffle Committee is asking all teams with raffle tickets not being sold to return them to Grace so teams waiting for tickets can pick them up. The Grace office is open today until 1 o'clock, by the way. Those interested in luminaries for Walk with Grace can pick them up at Richland County Bank, Royal Bank, People's Community Bank, All-American Do It Center, or Walsh's Ace Hardware, all in Richland Center. Luminaries are also available at the Grace office today until 1 o'clock or whenever you stop by. Maybe you stop by to pay for your Grace items that you bought in the radio auction. You can pick up some luminaries at that time as well. A Red Cross blood drive will be held Friday from 11:30 until 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. To make an appointment, 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Deadlines for Pete's Sake Day in the Park coming up. Midnight tonight, the deadline for ordering Day of T-shirts online for the Run, Walk, Bike, Pickleball registration. For more information on For Pete's Sake in Spring Green and all that they do, You can contact Jeannie McCarville at jmccarville@forpetesake.com. Eagle School and Richland Center sponsoring an evening of art presented by Charcoal Expressions LLC Friday night at 6. Attendees will be creating a one-of-a-kind charcoal drawing of a sunflower and will be able to enjoy conversations, brewed coffee, and baked treats as well. The cost is just $40. To sign up, go to eventbrite.com or call Janice at 608-585-3039. The 53rd Cooley Antique Engine Club Antique Show will be held Friday through Sunday. That's going on this year. The highlight of the show will be National Minneapolis Moline Collector Show. An antique tractor pull will be held Friday night at 6 as well. For the weekend, cost of admission $7 a day or $10 for all 3 days as well. That's going on this weekend, the 53rd Annual Cooley Antique Engine Club Antique Show there in the Westby area. And the Music Man going on this weekend, the second weekend. The Music Man presentation, 7 o'clock, Friday and Saturday nights at 7, Sunday at 2 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
11:42, our Grace Auction is here until noon today. On the current items, $240 on the prescriptions from Richland Family Prescription Center. $80, the current bid on the pie. We're looking for a bid on the RC Dance, two best seats in the house. You may not think you need them now, but next year, May 3rd or 4th, you might think, wow, I wish I would have bid on those. Then I wouldn't have to worry about my seat, wouldn't have to worry about getting a ticket. I can be up close and personal to watch the kids, grandkids, or the nieces, nephews. Let's see. The hay right now from Nautical Farms, the round bales of second crop hay, $500. And in the picture, it looks like 10 round bales of second crop hay and good stuff. Also, the Badger tickets are at $145, below the value as well. So maybe you want to buy those. Of course, all the money goes to Grace, and have a day, have an outing to watch that. Actually, that is a night game. That's August 30th, the Friday night game in Madison. So that'll be a great time. See the Badgers open up against Western Michigan.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mine. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
The group Parmalee and WRCO Radio. All righty then, we are heading toward the end of today's fourth day of A Walk with Grace radio auction on WRCO Radio, and we're seeing some very nice bids come in, so we appreciate you very much as we take a look at what everything is selling for. $60 for the donuts, $145 for all of the stuff. Oh, I'm in the wrong line. $240 for the prescription center, $20 per month prescriptions for 12 months. The pie is at $80. Also, for the best seats in the house, we're looking for a bid on that for the RC Dance, a great opportunity there. How about a nice gift for mom or grandma or somebody like that? And we have information now from Nautical Farms. We wanted to get this specific because we had some questions exactly about the round bales of second crop hay. We'd like to push this for Grace. So there are 10 round bales baled just last week, second crop hay, no rain on them, 4x5, and about 1,000-pound bales. It's in the Yuba area. They will deliver within a 15-mile radius, or will load for you at their location if you want to pick them up and haul them yourself. So 10 round bales baled last week, second crop hay. Let's see if we can help Grace a little more. They're at $500 and could use a bid on that particular item. And the Badger ticket's still below value at $145. So keep it tuned right here down the stretch for day number four of the Walk with Grace auction.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number four, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Southwest Wisconsin Two-Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Kermit heritage with us.
100.9 WRCO. Down to the wire here with the Walk with Grace auction. Here's an update. $240 on the prescriptions from Richland Family Prescription Center. $20 per month toward prescriptions for 12 months. The pie is at $80. That's Marstelenic, your choice of flavor. And what a hit you'll be at the family reunion. I don't know that I would, if I took it to the family reunion, I'd probably charge them. Like, you guys want the pie, you're going to pay, you know? And then you can take more money and give it to Grace. $25 the bid for the best best seats in the house for the 25 RC Dance Recital going on next May 3rd and 4th. That's at 25. And still a $500 bid on the Nautical Farms hay. Again, that is a great deal, a great value. 4x5 bales, about 1,000 pounds per bale. I don't think I can move them with my Super C, so they will deliver within a 15-mile radius of Richland Center. They'll load for you at their location as well. I don't think Henry and I can lift them. So anyway, there you go. If you want to bid them up, $500 is the current bid on that. We need them to work hard for grace. We'd like to see if that will get up there a little bit higher today as we head toward noontime. And the Badger tickets have not moved for a while. 50-yard line, seats row 38. So if there's something you're just kind of, you got an inkling that maybe I should bid on that, don't wait till the end. Because we had a couple of people yesterday that got to the end and they just missed it. Somebody, or they bid right at the last thing and somebody overbid them right at the end. So if you want it, get it. Go up and get it and maybe bid a little higher than $5 increments. Just a suggestion. All right. 9 minutes before noontime, 80 degrees at WRCO. It's heating up.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do.
McGraw on WRCO Radio, down to the wire here today. We have a $240 bid for the prescriptions from Richland Family Prescription Center. $175, the current bid on the pie from Mars Delenic. There you go. That's a great bid. Thank you very much. For the two seats in the house at RC Dance Recital next year, $25. And the 10 round bales of second crop hay, that's a mixture, alfalfa, and a great chance for you to feed the livestock. Another thing that you can bank on and feed them next winter, right? $550 is the bid on that now. $550. It's gone up a little bit. You can up the bid. You have 5 minutes to go to do that. And the Badger tickets remain at 145 today. It's been a good fourth day of the walk with Grace items up for bid, and we're really going to be looking forward to tomorrow as well. 10 to noon, same time, same channel. We'll be back your way to try and raise some funds for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. 240 for the prescriptions, 175 on the pie, 25 for the best seats in the house, 550 on the hay, and 145 on the Badger tickets. We're down to the last moments of the Grace auction for day four. Give us a call if you can help out.
I'll tear each one till I feel better, and I won't look back, 'cause I don't like the view.
WRCO Radio. Here's the latest and the greatest. You have about a minute and a half remaining on the auction items up for bid. $240 on the Richland Family Prescription Center, $20 per month toward prescriptions for 12 months. The Marshallenic Pie is currently at $175. $25 for the two best seats in the house for the 25 RC Dance Recital. Best seats in the house, great opportunity for you. And the second crop hay is at $550, I believe. Any changes, Michael?
Pie is at $200.
Oh, $200 for the pie. $200. Thank you so very much. Again, the second crop hay is at $550. Your chance to get 10 round bales of hay baled just last week. Second crop hay without rain on them, about 1,000 pound bales. They'll deliver within a 15 mile radius, and the bid is at $550 for Grace. Thank you so very much. And the Badger tickets have jumped to $160. So if you had the previous bid, you might want to get on that. You have about 30 seconds to give us a quick call. $60 for the donuts, $145 for the buck swag. Also, we have $240 for the prescription center, $200 for the pie, $25 for the dance recital, $550 for the hay. We're down to the final 20 seconds and counting down. We're going to put the phones down at noon. We'll go to the news at noon. Bo Hendricks will have a recap of how the morning went and how these items sold. 240 prescriptions, 200 pie, $25 best seats, $550 hay, $160 Badger tickets.